Hello and good morning, and welcome to another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. I am your host, Rafi Martinez, with Martinez Elite Fitness. Today is October 9th, 2019. We're episode 102. I am just recording an intro, so please bear with me if you hear my daughter yell at all in the background or anything like that. Just wanted to get on here and do an official intro and some reminders. The 20th, Sunday, 9 a.m. is our 5K in honor of it being Sensory Processing Disorder Awareness Month. And we hope to see you there. We set out a goal and we had this thought of $500 being an awesome goal. And we have already accomplished a little over $1,000. So anyone that has donated already, we appreciate your donation. If you've signed up, thank you for signing up. If you've donated, we're already marking you off. You don't have to pay the $10 participation fee. If you're signed up but haven't paid yet, that $10 sign-up fee will be due morning of. And then you get to participate. And knowing that your $10 went towards this larger than we thought fund to this preschool that we're really excited to help out, and they're really excited to be helped out. We're in contact with the teachers and staff there. So thank you all so much. That's the 20th, again, 9 a.m. We hope to see you there. And if you know anyone or you yourself have a child with sensory processing disorder or autism, or go to the preschool, like if you know anybody that has kids that go to that preschool or went to that preschool, let them know. We're going to have activities during the 5K that they can do while you're doing you're participating in the 5K, or for you to hang out with them afterwards as well, or during. If you want to hang out just during, that's fine. We're going to have some mile markers, like the 1 mile marker, and then the 1.6 mile marker along. So if you want to do a little less than the 3 miles, totally okay. I mean, it's, you know, no judgment zone that day. We're just there to spread awareness and help out the preschool. Also, the 27th is a Sunday as well, as the following Sunday is the Trunk or Treat downtown Martinez. We will be there handing out candy. We're there from 10 to 2. It's going on. So please, if you got kids, bring them down, come hang out. If you want to just hang out with us while we're handing out candy and just have a good time, please feel free to. And the last two last things. Our food drive is still going on. So please, if you have any food or have thought about bringing something in, please feel free to. We're going to have that up until the end of this month, maybe even going into next month. And also, what do we got? I'm sorry, lost my train of thought. Oh, Fridays. All Fridays are open gym. And I touch a little bit on that during this podcast. So there's a couple sections here. We want you to listen through them all, so you get a little taste of, we touch on topics such as, the Open Gym Fridays and what we would like to see more of you do more often and sooner, such as signing up for freaking classes, before you're walking in the door. And there's a reason for that, I actually don't touch on in the podcast. The reason we want you to sign up is because if you're walking through the door, cause some of you do this, some of you have your phone in your hand, you're clocking in, and you know, that works like 9 times out of 10, but that 10th time. And I know some of you joke about, you know, well, I'm just going to jump into class anyways. There are some days you can't. So if you're not signed up and we don't know that you're coming and the class is full, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to sit there and wait until the next class starts, because some days I cannot put you in. And it's not fair to everybody else that took the time and signed up before to have something juggled around for one person. 15 people shouldn't have to be juggled around for one person. Really, your laziness for not signing up. So please do that more often and in more in advance if you could, because I don't want that to happen. That's like my one fear with that, and that's really what that is all about. Let's see here. We also want to. I didn't touch on this. I recorded this a little bit, but it goes hand in hand with our 5K. And a lot of times I talk about, you know, having a goal, having a desire and going after things. I don't think I've ever talked about the type of mindset as far as like being calm and composed to do one thing. And then sometimes things have to make you mad in order to accomplish and succeed. And you need to be mad enough or upset enough to make a change. And that's what this, this 5K for the preschool has kind of done for myself. it irritates me that this school is so underfunded. It irritates me that when I, if I wanted to choose them as my drop down school for the run for education, that I can't choose them. It irritates me that they're, all these other schools are getting either rebuilds or add-ons and probably hundreds of thousands of dollars being put into these schools that are already built. They're just rearranging them. And these kids are in a classroom where some of you are in there in preschool and kindergarten. And it's just made me mad enough that I think we're going to hopefully make a big change. We are going to make a big change. That's one thing that changed the verbiage of your shit. We're going to make a change. And I very much look forward to bringing to light how much these kids need and how little that they're getting as far as resources wise. The teachers and staff are awesome and they do everything they can with what they have. And again, we're trying to make it so these kids can mainstream. And what mainstream means is that they're not in a special education class. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But my son would not be in a regular first grade classroom if it wasn't for the staff and teacher Naima, especially there at the preschool. He would not be in there. He wouldn't have the ability and the capacity that he has now if it wasn't for the staff and everything they taught him and everything they taught us. So I am now pissed off and mad enough that these kids coming through this school won't have to need for anything anymore. And sometimes that's what it takes. And actually the mindset that I had during our garage days is very similar to what I have right now with the preschool. And that was, I really did not give a fuck about anyone's feelings. I was going to do whatever I needed to make my garage big enough to where I had to move and go into another space. And then I was using the words and the trash talk from other gym owners in other cities around, oh, your space is too small, you can't hold classes there, this and that, and I started knocking down walls. And it just kind of snowballed into what we have now. And I feel like it's the same exact feeling that I have for the preschool. So if you can make it on the 20th, be there, because we're looking to change things for the better. And I want you to be a part of it. And I want you to be a part of it. Yeah, you don't want to be a part of it. So that's all I have for this recording this morning. And I will be adding in everything else. So there is some after this. I hope to see everybody in the gym. Get signed up for classes. See you later.
What's up, guys? I'm wrapping up a morning here at the gym. And I'm walking to my truck. And I wanted to bring to light and touch on how much effort that I saw this morning with the workout. The workout today was the three rounds for time. You had a laundry list of things to do. You changed machines every round with calories. And there was just effort. And you can see it on people's faces. And that kind of stuff makes me really happy and proud. And I wanted to just kind of touch on that because I think we get a little wrapped up with, oh, how fast was I going today? How, you know, I didn't lift as much as so-and-so. Oh, man, I hate the push press. Whatever it is, right? Like, we get wrapped up in the things that don't really matter in the long run, because if you were in class, you're fucking winning already, right? And the other thing too is, I know a lot of your guys's, I want to say backstories. Like, I like to think about it. You know, I know if you had a long day at work at the end of the day, cause I tried to do my best to have a little conversation here and there. I know if your kid was up all night, I know, you know, if you're pregnant, because that's like the main theme now at the gym, all that kind of stuff. Like, I know those things. So knowing your backstory and then seeing the effort, or knowing what you're going through and seeing what that you're doing your best and trying to just be better today. I know we high five after every class, and that's kind of like my, hey, thanks for being here. Glad you were here. Glad you could, you know, be with us today. That's really what that high five is. And it's also an acknowledgement from me and our staff that we understand that you have other things going on in your life, and you are here to make yourself better, and we appreciate that. And you made yourself better because you came in today. We never try to make things worse, of course. But that's all our acknowledgement to you that, hey, we recognize your effort, and we appreciate you being here. And we can't, you know, we can't wait to keep moving forward with you from here on out. Like, that's what that high five is at the end of the day. And today's effort just made me, you know, really think about all the things that you guys have to deal with, and you still make it to the gym. Like, we were standing around today before 5 a.m. and it was 4:57, and I'm looking around. There's a group of seven people in a room with me at 4:57 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. And like, that kind of thing you don't see often, right? Yeah, if we were to try to go to some other place at 4:57 a.m. and meet up, you know, the doors are fucking closed and locked. It's dark inside because the owner or the person that's supposed to be there is still sleeping because they don't open until 8 or 9. So recognize that. One, we recognize it. And two, we want you to recognize that that's something to be proud of. And that's something, whether it's at 4:57 a.m. or 4:57 p.m. or, you know, 6:57 p.m., whatever time that you come, you should recognize in yourself one of two things: being accomplished with getting through the door with whatever you had to deal with during the day, or knowing what you have to deal with during the day. And two, like, you know, being proud of it and acknowledging that you're making yourself better. So I just wanted to touch on that. Because again, the effort this morning was awesome to see. And I hope it continues on throughout the day. I hope it continues on throughout the weeks and the years and, you know, all that good stuff. So I want to leave you with just a reminder of how much time is not left, like, in this year. And it's already October. It's almost mid-October. So that leaves 2.5 months. And those 2.5 months go fast. And when I say fast, I mean people get caught up with all their parties they have to go to, their, and, you know, the engagements that they have to be at, you know, oh, I got to be at my in-laws for this, or my parents' house for this and that, and I have to be there. Don't forget that you also have to make time for yourself. And during the holidays, everybody eats. So get that out of your mind starting now. Who gives a fuck what you ate? Who gives a fuck what you drank? As long as you keep it as best moderation as you can coming starting Halloween, because some people will say Halloween through fucking New Year's, you know, shit just hits the fan. Moderation and a steady gym schedule will keep you on track leading into the new year, which you should already be thinking about. What do I want to do in 2020? Because I already knew what I wanted to do in 2019, and I'm lucky enough to say that we accomplished our two main goals this year. And I'm very happy about that. So I can start now by looking forward a little bit, and how do I make things better, and all that good stuff. So 2020, start writing goals down. What do you want to do? You've been at the gym long enough now, maybe, that you want to, you know, deadlift this much, or run this fast, or ski this many calories in X amount of seconds, whatever it is. Start getting those down. And not just gym stuff, personal stuff. I want personal growth to be one of the things that people come to our gym for, not just, you know, fat loss and muscle gain. I want there to be personal growth that happens within our walls that is unmatched anywhere else. So start thinking about that now. And that's how we help you, right? We stay on top of you guys with our check-ins, with our emails. So, you know, we want you to respond to those. And we had the most responses this last time. And I appreciate you all for taking a little bit of time and telling us. So now we can then go back to those emails and be like, hey, so-and-so, how's that squat coming? Oh, hey, did you get that raise at work? Did you get that new promotion that you were hoping to get? All that, like, we want to stay on top of that with you, so we want to be a part of that, more than just your fitness journey. So keep that in mind, because the new year's coming is faster than anybody wants it to. And I'm ready to kick 2020 in the balls and do more stuff and just be more. So have a great day, everybody. We'll see you in the gym.
What's up, everybody? I'm just heading home from jiu-jitsu, and it dawned on me that at this jiu-jitsu place, we don't sign in for class. And I had just put out, it's Monday, so it's a noon class I'm able to make there. And I had just put out yesterday, Sunday, like a little reminder, like the week is starting, let's get signed up, we'll see you in class, let's have a good week of training, so on and so forth. And they do something similar, but we don't have to sign up for class, so they never know or how many people are coming or who's coming, this or that. And one, that would drive me crazy, so there's no way I could do that. I would need to know how many people were coming, because we just can't fit that many people in. We work out with equipment and things are a little different, but it's whoever comes in, you get the training in no matter what. And from a coach / owner of a business perspective, knowing how many people are coming in and, being able to run a report that shows me these days are more full than these days, and things I can think about to get more people in, it made me think, like, this last Friday, there was no open gym in the evening. We closed it up at 6 o'clock because there was nobody signed up. Everybody that was signed up, I let them all know, hey, we're probably gonna close up a little early. I was there at like 4:30, so if you can come in now, let's get it in, and we're closing up by 6. And every single one person that I had texted took their name off, like they late canceled for one of two reasons. They were, it was gonna be a little later than 5 o'clock that they could get there, so not a whole lot of time. Whatever. Some people just late canceled to late cancel. Now, what that made me think is, because then I had text messages and emails like, oh, there's no open gym tonight. One, you have to sign up for class before the hour hits inside the app to see it. If it's open gym and it's like 5 to 7 and it's 5:15, you won't be able to sign up. And I wish I could change that, but the app doesn't allow it. You have a starting time. If you're not signed in by then it just won't appear for you. And I do apologize for that. There's nothing I can change about that. I've tried, trust me. But two, if you know you're coming to a class, like, I wish the jiu-jitsu place had a sign up thing, because if I signed up for it, there's no way I'm taking my fucking name off, because I know that they would be able to see that. I see everybody that takes their name off in our at the gym. And what I would like to start seeing more of is, I know I usually go Monday, Wednesday, Friday at noon. Put your name on the list before the fucking day comes, because then it doesn't give me the owner / coach perspective of, okay, there's no one signed up right now. Is there some other like revenue stream that I can work on? Because I'll tell you, I'd rather work on a revenue stream than wait around for an hour and nobody show up to the gym. I'd much rather do that and spend my time more wisely because someone didn't sign up for class. Like, get signed up. Not just like just letting me know, but like for your own sake, like you have less of a chance to probably not show up if you signed up well in advance. So try that out, because I'm sure that's probably fucking something else up in your life too, waiting till the last minute to do something. Just something to think about, something that, gives you the perspective of what I think about when I see, no one signed up, and then what goes through my mind. So think about that. Get signed up. If you know you're coming to classes, like, you can't just expect, oh, Ralphie knows that I come, at 5 p.m. on Tuesdays on the third full moon of every month. I don't know, because I don't know that, just like I don't know what the other 99 people that come to our gym do as well. So you know what class you're coming to. Sign up for it well in advance, and let's get in and work out. Thanks, guys.